In the communist era, it was illegal in this country not to have a place to live. All that has changed in the 16 years since the Velvet Revolution, however, and there are now an estimated 5,000 homeless people on the streets of Prague. This has proved to be a difficult problem to deal with, and the homeless have become an increasingly visible presence on the streets of the Czech capital, often sleeping on trams and buses. One of the reasons for this is that no Prague municipality is willing to grant permission for a homeless shelter in its neighbourhood for fear of becoming a magnet for vagrants. Now the city authorities have come up with a novel solution to this problem. They've commissioned a boat on the Vltava River to house the homeless. Colleen O'Connor has the details.
An accordionist keeps the party going at the official launch of a homeless shelter in Prague on Wednesday. This sea shanty music is perhaps appropriate as the shelter is actually a refurbished boat on the Vltava River. Prague City Hall came up with the innovative idea of a floating shelter for the homeless when it found it difficult to get permission to build a facility on land. In just 3 months, the city has managed to turn an old houseboat into a state-of-the-art waterborne hostel with 250 beds. For just 20 crowns, or less than a dollar, homeless people can now get a bed for the night, as well as some hot food and access to sanitary facilities. Besides these services, Prague Mayor Pavel Bem says the facility will also provide comprehensive care to a significant portion of the city's homeless.
It offers very complex services, including social support, hygienic support, health and mental health counselling. So it's really a complex service.
Zdeněk Helcher was one of a handful of homeless people who came to the opening to check out the new facilities. He seemed very impressed with what he saw.
We came here to have a look. We have a place to sleep at the moment, but it's nice here. If we had a choice, I think anyone would choose to stay here. This place isn't bad at all. It's actually brilliant for the money they spent on it. In terms of toilets and things like that, you just don't get the same sort of facilities in other accommodation.
The lack of accommodation for homeless people has meant that they've been a very visible presence on the streets of Prague. In the winter months, many spend the night sleeping on trams and buses in order to stay out of the cold. Although the new boat hostel can only cater for a fraction of the city's homeless, Mayor Pavel Bem hopes that this new initiative will go some way towards reducing the problem.
I do not want to see the homeless people in the trams and buses and underground trains. And so we will push them really through the security officers. We will push them to use and utilize the services, the special service and the specific services which we are offering to homeless people. So I think we are really on the way to solve at least a part of the problem. Nevertheless, we know that we never will be able to solve this problem at all.
And that was the mayor of Prague, Pavel Bem, on the brand new Hermes floating shelter for the homeless. And that report is by